Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The stone that would make salam to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, I recognize a stone in Makkah Mukarramah that would make salam to me before I receive Nubuwah. Indeed, I recognize that stone even now." The tree that made salam to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ya'la bin Murra Thaqafi radiallahu anhu reports that we were once traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, halted at a certain place. After halting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to sleep. Thereafter, a tree came forging its way through the earth until it covered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which it left and returned to its place. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke, I mentioned to him what had transpired. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "It is a tree that asks its Rabb for permission to come to me and make salam to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted permission to this tree. Saved from wild animals through reciting Durood Sharif." It has been reported regarding Sheikh Abul Hasan Shazili Rahim, fearing that these animals would harm him, he immediately resorted to reciting Durood and Salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason for him doing this is that it is reported in the authentic ahadith that when a person sends one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salat, 10 mercies upon him. And the one upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices him from all the worries and difficulties that he faces. Hence, through reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Shaykh was saved from the wild animals. Let Allah give us to fix one minute.